This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Spain to trial a four-day work week. Spain is set to be the first country in the world to trial a four-day work week on a large scale. The idea of a 32-hour work week has grown in popularity over the last few years as it is claimed to improve productivity, improve mental health, help fight climate change, and overall improve the work-life balance of workers. The 50 million euro pilot scheme is expected to be set up in a way to entice companies, with minimal risk to them, over the course of 3 years, with a large percentage of their costs being covered by the government over the course of the scheme. Joe Ryle from the 4-Day Week campaign described a reduction in working hours long overdue, saying the 4-Day Week would be good for the economy, good for workers, and good for the environment. What's not to like about it? We look forward to seeing the results of this experiment and hope that other countries can follow this example towards a better work-life balance. Ghana plants 5 million trees in a day to combat deforestation. The expansion of farming, mining and logging across Ghana has led to high levels of deforestation throughout the country. To combat this, the country's president, Nana Akufo-Addo, vowed to plant 5 million trees over the course of a single day to kickstart the reforestation efforts. Forestry Commission figures have placed tree cover at less than a fifth of what was seen in the 90s. As a result, the Green Ghana Day initiative was launched with 7 million seedlings distributed to parks, schools and businesses ahead of the day and planting kits offering a selection of plants, fruits and trees handed out at malls and around major cities. By noon on Green Day, more than half of the targeted trees had been planted, with 2.7 million trees reported to have been planted. Green Ghana Day is expected to become a yearly tradition, with targets to increase the 5 million planting mark to 100 million trees by 2024. Let's hope planting trees like these becomes more popular across the globe as we all aim to reverse the damage we've inflicted on the planet. Vietnam Circus ends bear performances. Vietnam's Hanoi Central Circus has made the decision to put an end to animal performances in their shows, including wild bear performances. The circus has already voluntarily handed over 4 moon bears to the animal welfare organisation Animals Asia. The bears arrived at an Animal Asia sanctuary in Tam Dao, Vietnam, on June 15th. The sanctuary is home to 186 bears, including 2 female bears from the Hanoi Central Circus previously released in 2019. And at the sanctuary, the bears can enjoy their retirement together with fresh food, open spaces and lifelong healthcare. Hanoi Central Circus is one of 15 circuses in Vietnam to put an end to animal performances in recent years. Animals Asia calls this move crucial to the future of animal welfare across the globe. Attitudes in Vietnam are changing, says Tuon Ben Dixon, Animal Asia's Vietnam director. Schools are starting to refuse to attend circuses that use wild animals, and over 32,000 Vietnamese people have signed our petition to end the use of wild animals in entertainment. Let's hope this is the beginning of the end for animal performances in the circus. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is 94-year-old Opal Lee. Lee spent decades of her life working in the Juneteenth movement in America after joining the Tarrant County Black Historical and Genealogical Society, which oversaw local Juneteenth celebrations. But in 2016, after 40 years of activism, Lee decided she could do more to spread the word about Juneteenth. She decided the best way to do that was to get Juneteenth accepted as a national holiday. No easy feat, considering only 4 new holidays have been added to the national calendar in the past 100 years. But last week, Lee was standing next to President Biden as he signed the bill establishing Juneteenth as a federal holiday to commemorate the end of slavery in the United States. "I'll be thinking of my ancestors," Lee said about this year's Juneteenth celebrations. "I'll be thinking about my great-great-grandchildren and my grandchildren and my children." This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting the Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusives and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to a taster of I Know That Face, the only movie podcast devoted to character actors. Each episode, hosts Andrew Carroll and Stephen Porzio dive into the careers of one of those people where you know the face, but not the name, shining a spotlight on the supporting players unsung by the masses, but loved by cinephiles, while also recommending some great films along the way.
Hello everyone and welcome to I Know That Face, the only podcast which honours the often underappreciated by the masses work of character actors. My name is Stephen Porzio.
My name is Andrew Carroll.
Character actor is a supporting actor who specialises in playing unusual, interesting or eccentric characters.
For whatever reason, these performers are less concerned with being stars. Because of that, they often take supporting roles in big movies or only play leads in indie films or TV. They're less concerned with their image. They can bounce between heroes or villains. They're chameleons and they often disappear into each role. So you might know the faces, but you might not know the names.
So subscribe to us wherever you subscribe for podcasts and be on the lookout for that to come. And until then, see you later, cinephiles.
Bye-bye.
We all know that a cold shower can wake you up in the morning. But did you know it also can be used to reduce anxiety? Cold showers have been proven to help improve blood circulation. When your body temperature drops, your system responds by moving fresh blood. Anxiety causes an increase in blood pressure, so in theory, a cold shower can help bring it down. Cold showers also increase endorphins, or the feel-good hormones in your brain. Endorphins help to ease symptoms of depression and anxiety, and cold water also helps to decrease the stress-inducing hormone cortisol. So, next time you take your morning shower, try turning the switch to cold. Stay under the water for at least 30 seconds and notice how awake and energized you feel when you're done. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in for 2, 3, 4. Hold for 2, 3, 4. And out. 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.